moments like this. Juliet would disappear through the floor in a bed, rise up on the slab of a tomb, and that was where Romeo would find her. Applause drifted in as the bed dropped through the floor. Amelie drank in that applause the way another might have drunk in wine or opium. She felt hollow without it, while the moments when the audience's love poured down onto her were like, well, they were the only moments when she truly felt alive. Amelie removed her blonde wig as the bed got below the level where anyone could see her, revealing darker hair beneath. She wiped away a little of her makeup, not caring that she would need to put it back in place before her cue to rise out of sleep and find her Romeo dead. Already she could feel the rush of adoration fading, leaving her empty inside again. The space beneath the theatre was a tangle of brickwork, metal and piping. It was as brutish as the rest of it was beautiful, shadowy, where the rest of it was brightly lit. It reminded Amelie far too much of herself, beautiful out on the surface where everyone could see, but then everything all tangled up underneath. She made her way back towards a dressing room. Not that she got a dressing room to herself, but Henriette would be performing for the brief ballet between acts, and Suzette's part was done for the evening. She should get a dressing room to herself, shouldn't she, when she was the lead? Doubts filled Amelie, because it was almost impossible to avoid them working in the theatre. A few weeks ago, and they'd been talking about the Emperor himself maybe coming down to see the play. Now, no one knew if it would last another month, and Amelie wasn't sure what she would do next. The old doubts ran through her head as she stood in front of the mirror in the dressing room, starting to reapply her makeup, trying to look as corpse-like as possible. She'd come to Paris determined to be the grandest thing she could in the theatre, and she'd made it up into this role, on this stage. But it didn't seem like enough now. Nothing seemed like enough. Not the admirers who sent flowers or notes of admiration, not the applause or the adulation or anything. Here, in the half-dark beneath the stage, it felt like there were cracks in her soul, as deep as the ones in her makeup. Then something rose up and started to flow into those cracks. It was like a shadow rose up around her, darkening the room. In an instant, that shadow was pouring into her, pushing against her mind, and then finding a way into it. It expanded within her, and Amelie didn't even have a chance to scream before it claimed her completely. One moment, the shadow was a thing in itself, free to move as it wished, so long as it kept to the dark. The next, it had shape and form, solidity and depth. It had the freedom to touch the world directly.